Hacking Leadership, the 11 Gaps Every Business Needs to Close and the Secrets to Closing Them Quickly. Author, Mike Miat. The Meaning of Hacking. Hacking means discovering an alternative path, clever and skillful tricks, breaking the code, and creating innovative customizations to existing outdated methodologies. Leadership isn't just a role or a title, it is a choice. The best leaders choose to be better, to be different. They choose to lead well. Hacking the Leadership Gap. 1. The Leadership Gap. The seminal question you must ask yourself as a leader is, why should anyone be led by you? In order to consistently receive the right answer to this question, a leader must first gain an understanding of the following critical leadership gaps. A. The development gap. This refers to the gap between how you assess your current leadership ability and your true potential as a leader. B. The influence gap. This refers to the gap between your self-assessment and the assessment of your leadership ability by your peers. C. The reality gap. This refers to the difference between how you view yourself and how those you lead feel about you. 2. The status quo. Leadership is about change. Change is the only thing that will propel a leader forward. Saying you don't have the resources needed for change is just an admission you are not resourceful. If you are stuck in a leadership rut, some of the hacks you should use to find your path back to real leadership are the following. A. Go break something. Overlay a new business model on the top of the existing one and look for the ways to create new advantages and make needed improvements. B. Recharge your brain. A brain needs to be nourished to evolve like any other source of energy. C. Get some help. The best leaders surround themselves with wise counsel and make a habit of seeking advice. D. Have a vigorous debate. Go find some of the smartest people you can and ask them to poke holes in your theories and beliefs. Hacking the purpose gap. There is a gap between success and significance. That gap is purpose. Most people use their knowledge and resources to acquire things which satisfy their personal desires, which in their minds constitute success. Contrast this with the leaders who use these resources and knowledge to serve and benefit others, which constitutes significance. It is difficult to think of any great leader or organization where purpose is misunderstood or lacking. A shared purpose is what fuels leaders, attracts talents, and creates sustainable culture or leadership. A unified purpose can endure all things. Hacking the future gap. No rational discussion about the future can be held without talking about cross-generational leadership. Most leaders are not dealing well with the challenges of integrating different generations and their respective belief systems. As a leader, you must learn to build bridges leading from old habits and comfort zones to the more fertile grounds of disruptive innovation. The best way to accomplish that is to align the creative energy of the young generation and the experience of your more seasoned workers with organizational values and vision. Sooner or later, every leader must deal with the changing demographic shifts in the workforce. Hacking the mediocrity gap. Why is mediocrity so prevalent? Because it requires no courage. The best leaders move beyond the ordinary, usual, and customary to reside in the realm of the extraordinary. The 80-20 rule asks you to believe that in most cases, 80% of the effects in a given area is created by 20% of the causes. What supports this theory in business is that 80% of a company's sales are generated by 20% of the customers, or 20% of the company's workforce produce 80% of the results. If you lead an organization with these ratios, you have left your organization with unrealized potential and subjected it to greater risk and have failed as a leader. The potential for the biggest gains or losses in contribution and productivity occur in the middle of the spectrum with the largest segment of workforce, not at the end of the range with the smallest numbers. Even if you raise the numbers at the ends of the spectrum to 20% and reduce the middle to 60%, the middle is still where you find the greatest opportunity to generate operating leverage. The issue is not the percentage at the top nor the bottom, but what you do with the middle is what matters most. The leader's job is to disrupt mediocrity. Hacking the talent gap. 1. The hiring gap. Smart leaders don't give people the job because they have been with the company longer. They select the best person for the job regardless of how long they've been with the company. So, what is the one characteristic or attribute of the candidate that would influence your hiring decision? The correct answer is character and integrity. Don't be seduced by qualities that, while they may be attractive on the surface, won't ever make up for the lack of character and integrity. 2. The turnover gap. When examining the talent at any organization, look at the culture, not the rhetoric. Look at the results, not the commentary about potential. There's an old saying that goes, employees don't quit working for companies, they quit working for their bosses. Those who voluntarily leave generally do so out of some type of perceived disconnect with leadership. Hacking the knowledge gap. When it comes to leadership, knowledge is about being right. It is about doing the right thing. No one has all the answers, so why do you pretend that you do? People who never change their minds are static thinkers. The world is constantly changing. If your mind is not continuously developing, how can you expect to be relevant? The leader's ability to change his mind demonstrates humility, confidence, and maturity. Hacking the innovation gap. Hacking the competition. Leaders' views on competition will reveal a lot about their beliefs on current and future market trends, on innovation, branding, talent management, supply chain issues, customer facing, and many other issues. Some leaders ignore the topic of competition. Some view it as a minor nuisance. Some see it as war, and others see it as untapped opportunities for collaboration and innovation. In business, you can choose to deal with competition or opt to stand idly by and let the competition eat your lunch. Remember that the client is in control, not you nor the competitor, the client. Know well where and when you are a better choice. Understand very well where you can create the most value for the client. When you are not the best fit, refer to your peers or partner, ensuring that the client receives the best solution whether or not it includes you or your firm. Moreover, do not be concerned about the completion you know, but the ones you don't know. Always look out for new practitioners in the market, disruptive technology, or changes in the landscape that can disintermediate certain aspects of the market. Hacking the expectation gap, the discipline gap. The best leaders are extremely disciplined people. They are disciplined enough to be willing and to seek understanding and alignment prior to pushing for the solution. Take a hard look in the mirror and ask yourself, is it your attempt to increase your efficiency that guides you to play your strengths? Or is it pride, ego, arrogance, and laziness that prelude you from being disciplined? Disciplined leaders stand out because they are the ones that get things done. They seek out gaps in the alignment and close them. Hacking the failure gap. Fear and failure are not dirty words, but you will find most leaders treat them as such. They go out of their way to hide their fears and explain away their failure rather than confront them and learn from them. Leaders must understand how to give permission to fail in a way that moves things forward, not sets them back. Everyone has failed and is going to have more failures. If we are not failing, we are not trying, so we are not developing. Hacking the excuse gap. Leaders don't offer, nor do they accept, excuses. True leadership demands the character to demonstrate personal responsibility for one's actions and the courage to hold others accountable for theirs. The problem with excuse is that it becomes the rule in society, while performance becomes the exception. Accepting responsibility for your actions or the actions of your team makes you honorable and trustworthy. It also humanizes you. People not only want someone they trust, but someone who trusts them as well. Hacking your family life. Many leaders have lived for too long believing in the myth that success in the workplace will create happiness at home. This is a lie. If your business is growing but your spouse and children are suffering, it's time to make a reality check on your priorities. If your staff respects you but your spouse doesn't, you have serious issues that need your immediate attention. If you spend more time with your online friends than with your family, it's time to pull the ripcord on your internet connection. It all comes down to leadership. Leadership is less about structure and more about vision and philosophy. Nothing inspires change and innovation like great leadership, and likewise, there's no more costly legacy system to maintain than poor leadership. Simply, the greatest testimony to the power of real leadership is what happens in its absence. Very little.